Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 4th of August, the 216th day of 2025, affording us 149 days on our journey to 2026. Every day is a bonus, a friend of mine is fond of saying. That adage can displace the weather, may supersede an otherwise beleaguered frame of mind, and can generally bolster one's outlook on the day. Proverbs such as that are in partnership with proverbs like another day, another opportunity. This past week, the Penobscot Nation lost one of its great elders, Butch Phillips, whom I knew through his brother Neil and son Scott. Butch and I were in three major Penobscot River ceremonies together, the first on the Bradley side of the Penobscot River during the initial breaching of the Great Works Dam, and the second and third on the Old Town side of the Penobscot River during the opening ceremonies of the Penobscot River National Whitewater Regatta. All three times, Butch and I were separated by about 900 feet of altitude. He was on the ground at the riverbank conducting a traditional Penobscot smudge service, and I was in my airplane, with the window open so I could shoot aerial photos of the events. Like his brother Neil and like his son Scott, Butch had a grand sense of humor, contagious in fact. My encounters with him on the ground were always invigorating, as though I was in the presence of an extraordinary human being. Indeed, Butch's many accomplishments during his life were largely for others, as his legacy reveals. Rest in peace, Butch. In some ways, birthday boy Robert Hayden's poem, Frederick Douglass, renders themes analogous to the life of Butch Phillips. When it is finally ours, this freedom, this liberty, this beautiful and terrible thing, needful to man as air, usable as earth, when it belongs at last to all, when it is truly instinct, brain matter, diastole, systole, reflex action, when it is finally won, when it is more than the gaudy mumbo-jumbo of politicians, this man, this Douglass, this former slave, this Negro beaten to his knees, exiled, visioning a world where none is lonely, none hunted, alien, this man, superb in love and logic, this man shall be remembered. Oh, not with statues, rhetoric, not with legends and poems and wreaths of bronze alone, but with the lives grown out of his life, the lives fleshing his dream of the beautiful, needful thing. Among other birthdays today, we have in 1792 that of English romantic poet Percy Bysshe Shelley, in 1901 of American jazz trumpeter and singer Louis Armstrong, in 1902 of Russian-American commercial spokesperson for Wendy's, Where's the Beef, Clara Peller, in 1939 of American rock vocalist Frankie Ford, in 1961 of the first African-American U.S. president, Barack Obama, in 1962 of American baseball pitcher Roger Clemens, and in 1983 of American actress and film director Greta Gerwig. Today in 1704, during the War of the Spanish Succession, Britain took control of Gibraltar after Spain surrendered, with the Rock subsequently becoming a British colony and a symbol of British naval strength. Today in 1790, U.S. Secretary of the Treasury Alexander Hamilton established the Revenue Marine Service, which became the U.S. Coast Guard. Today in 1772, English poet and artist William Blake was first apprenticed at age 14 to engraver James Basir in London. Today in 1936, American Jesse Owens wins his second gold medal at the Berlin Olympics by winning the long jump. Today in 1944, the Gestapo discovered the annex in Amsterdam where Anne Frank and seven others had been hiding. All were sent to concentration camps, with only Otto Frank surviving. Today in 1977, U.S. President Jimmy Carter established the Department of Energy. Heavenward this evening, look south in the sky to see our waxing gibbous moon appearing near the teapot asterism in the constellation Sagittarius the Archer, next to which, away in the distance, is the center of our galaxy, the Milky Way. And Friday evening, as twilight darkens in the west, look southeast in the sky to see August's full moon, the Sturgeon Moon, also known variously as the Flying Up Moon, the Corn Moon, the Harvest Moon, the Ricing Moon, the Black Cherries Moon, and the Mountain Shadows Moon. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this seventh full week of summer and the 32nd week of 2025, and hoping as many of you as possible will do what you might to help WERU weather the forthcoming economic environment. Keep the faith.